USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Supreme Court is delivering a win to former President Donald Trump in a ruling.
The Supreme Court ruled in a 9-0 ruling on Monday that states have no authority to remove Donald Trump from the 2024 presidential ballot. The move short-circuits efforts by his detractors to declare him disqualified over his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol.
USA's Corey Myers with that report. This as President Trump reacts to the ruling at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida.
I want to start by thanking the Supreme Court for its unanimous decision today. It was a very important decision. We're very well crafted.
The war between Israel and Hamas continues as a possible ceasefire deal is being weighed. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby explains the president's position on the ceasefire and how Israel has already agreed to the deal on Fox News.
Hamas just has to take it. It's a deal that the Israelis have signed up to. It's forward-leaning. It will get us a six-week ceasefire so that we can get all those hostages out. Yes, we want that temporary ceasefire in place right now.
Wildfires in Texas are now the largest in the state's history, burning around 2,000 square miles and over a million acres. As firefighters try to contain the flames, the state's ag department is warning about the risks these fires pose to cattle and ranchers.
Preliminary reports, 3,000 head of cattle, that number will triple or quadruple before it's over, especially when we start euthanizing the cattle that have had their hooves burnt or their udders burnt. We're going to have to, you know, put a lot of these animals down. It's a sad situation.
Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller speaking there, saying over 500,000 houses and barns have been destroyed. That number expected to rise, and two people were killed. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
22-year-old former Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira pleads guilty to leaking classified Pentagon documents on social media. FBI assistant director in charge David Sundberg at a Boston press conference says it was very clear Teixeira had intent to leak documents that he knew were classified.
Mr. Teixeira was questioned by fellow users of the social media platform about whether what he was posting was classified information. He readily admitted that it was, and he said that he didn't care and that he wouldn't get caught. Well, Mr. Teixeira grossly underestimated the investigative powers of the FBI and the Department of Justice.
A symbol of New York City's freedom and perseverance was celebrated over the weekend. USA's Corey Myers has more.
A memorial service for Flacco, the Eurasian eagle owl who escaped his enclosure at the Central Park Zoo last year and spent more than a year as a wild bird, drew several hundred fans on Sunday. The large crowd gathered around one of Flacco's favorite oak trees in the North Woods of Central Park, where a memorial sprang up after he died. People read poems they wrote, displayed pictures, even sang songs that were inspired by Flacco. The service was even live-streamed with people viewing it from around the world.
NFL star Jason Kelce announced he's retiring from the National Football League. Kelce played 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.